Philadelphia's cigarette tax to help fund public schools cleared a hurdle in the Pennsylvania House today. But as WHYY's Kevin McCurry reports, the bill still has an amendment that education advocates worry could, in the long run, neutralize the tax revenue gains.
The House Rules Committee has stripped the cigarette tax bill of a few contentious items that were favored by the Senate. The full House will soon vote on the measure. If it passes, all eyes will turn back to the Senate. The main question being, will leaders try to restore those contentious items, or will they vote on the cigarette tax bill as is? As that storyline unfolds, education advocates in Philadelphia worry about another ancillary provision that the House left in, one that compels the School Reform Commission to hear new charter school applications and gives applicants who were turned down the chance to appeal to a state board. That's roughly the process in Pennsylvania's other school districts.
Forcing the district to open more charter schools and incur even greater expenses that will be met in the future.
David Lapp is staff attorney at the Education Law Center.
The problem is that they should be running a clean bill, and instead they're giving a bill that with one hand is giving and with the other hand taking away.
Steve Miskin is spokesman for House Republicans.
It just gives really what's allowed in 499 other districts. Nothing more, nothing less.
Desperately needing cigarette tax revenue, the Philadelphia School District has decided not to comment on the matter. But in the past, it's lamented the high cost of unfettered charter expansion. Rep. John Taylor, Philadelphia's lone Republican official in Harrisburg, authored the amendment. He says it will provide his Northeast Philadelphia constituents better educational opportunities. He also says its inclusion is key to making sure the cigarette tax gets through the House to begin with. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.